The variety of opportunities for young people or those who want to change their career into something different was absolutely amazing. And I've been to job fairs ever since they started having them. And this year, across the board, there seems to be a wider variety than ever before. I'm talking with Jay of Jay's Painting because it's the first time I've seen Jay here, even though he painted a house for me probably about 30 years ago and has been the premier professional painter in the peninsula for quite a while. But Jay, you're sitting here all alone. Are you looking for workers?
I am. I'm looking for painters. And evidently, they're few and far between, at least those that aren't happy with where they're at right now.
Now, Jay, you've had a career of painting here on the peninsula. And for people who don't understand the reward of physical work, tell me a little bit about that and why you've stayed in the business for so long and have a two-year backlog of jobs that are wanting to be done.
Yes, and of course, that's just exterior. On interior, we can get to those anytime, every fall or winter. But exterior, there's only so many sunny days, so when you don't have quite enough people, it's easy to fall a little bit behind. We're very thankful for the work we have, but we are a little behind on exterior work, and so that's why we're looking for help.
And what type of skills does somebody have if they would like to be a painter?
Just probably need to be fairly healthy. It's a little more physical than some people actually realize, but just a good work ethic, and we can probably make it work.
And if I can get up in the morning and come to work on time, you'll teach me all that I need to know about being a painter?
I think so, yep.
And no student loan to have to get a degree to do that?
Nope, nothing. Free.
And has it been a good life, Jay? You've been here for, well, how long have you been here?
Well, I started my business in 78, showed up in 75, and so shortly after that, started my business, let me see, that's 46 years. October 2nd, 2024 will be 46 years in business.
Did you ever want to do anything else?
No, I've been pretty happy doing this. It's kind of neat to roll up on a job and a few days later roll away and it looks so much better.
Then when you drive by it, there's quite a sense of accomplishment, isn't it?
There is, yep. And seems like the bar is kind of low in some of the service industry, so if you show up, do what you say you're going to do, people think you're some kind of a hero.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Has the digital advancement in technology changed your profession at all?
Not since I've been doing it that much, really. And I'm not very techy anyway, so maybe I'd be the last person to realize that.
And maybe somebody who is retired from one career, but, I mean, sometimes people retire at 45 and they'd like a supplemental career. Should they come in and talk to you?
Sure, yeah. 45 sounds pretty young to me.
Me too. Jay of Jay's Painting. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that well-painted sound of KSRM.